Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes from Time for You, and I want to welcome you back to our podcast. When I went back to listen to a couple of my recent podcasts, I discovered that I've been pretty philosophical lately. So I figured that I might as well just keep on and continue in that vein for this one today. Maya Angelou wrote a beautiful poem called The Human Family. And in that poem, she begins by noting obvious differences in the human family. And then she concludes by saying, "We are more alike, my friends, than we are unlike." Years ago, I found myself in a self-development class that was offered by my employer. And I recall somebody explaining to us how, as humans, we tend to want to be around people who are like us. In other words, moms tend to congregate with other moms. Hunters like being around other hunters. Musicians like being with other musicians, and so forth. And in that class, we realized, and then I later proved to myself, that, for example, if I'm going to an airport and I have a layover, I will choose to sit beside someone who is dressed like me, looks like me, is about the same age as me, rather than someone who is drastically different than me. So why is that? Well, it's because we perceive that we have more in common with someone who looks like us at first blush. Now, I grew up near a big Navy town, a very large Navy town, and when I was a child, no one in my family had ever been in the Navy, and so my parents were just a little wary of sailors, and they were telling us stories of how people in that Navy town would put out signs in their yards saying, "Sailors and dogs, keep out." I don't know if that was true or not, but it's very telltale, isn't it? However, I wound up working for the Department of the Navy for over 20 years. And during that time, I met some of the nicest people who were sailors. So you see, whether it's human nature or our conditioning from our parents or other loved ones, we often create artificial boundaries and barriers that divide us. When I was a kid, I had no friends of the Catholic faith simply because I lived in a southern town and there just weren't many Catholics there. However, as an adult, I live in a predominantly Catholic county and most of my friends are devout Catholics and we get along just fine. So I would encourage you to give this topic some serious thought, because when we expand our worldview and open our hearts to others who may initially appear to be unlike us, we very quickly discover that we are more alike than we are different. What a concept we can teach our children. Instead of teaching them to fear those who dress differently, talk differently, eat differently, worship differently, we can teach our children that we are all human and that we share many things in common. We all want to be safe from harm, and we all want to have a home where we can relax and feel loved. We all want other people to like us. We all want to be successful, even though success may look differently to some of us. We all want success. We all want our loved ones to be safe and healthy and happy. And we all want to be able to provide for those loved ones, whether we're providing them shoes or sandwiches or saxophones. We are all born, and we all live, and we all die. We all laugh, we all cry, we all feel pain, and we all experience joy. We all mourn our losses and celebrate our victories. Regardless of where and how we live, we all eat, breathe, and sleep. So as I close this podcast today, I encourage each of us, myself included, to take time to see the many things that we all have in common rather than focus on the things that we have that are differences. Because just like Maya said, we are more alike, my friends, than we are unlike. We will all be better off when we learn that. That's all I have for today. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You signing off. Thank you for joining me. I hope you'll check back again, follow us, and share this podcast with your friends. Till next time, I'll leave you with this thought. Always remember to take time for you. Have a great day.